Thank God for grace. for the future. See, do you see 2017? Are you grateful for the 2017 you see? Come and lift your hands. Give it thanks for the future you see. Give it thanks for the year ahead of you. Give him worship for the 2017 you see. Give him worship. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Please just squeeze your neighbor by the hand. Just squeeze him. Look him right in the eye. Say, neighbor, you're looking at a miracle. Oh, come on. Look him right in the eye. Say, neighbor, you're looking at a miracle. You don't know what the devil tried to do this year. You don't know how many are under fire this year. You don't know how much I've been through. You don't know the attack I went through. You don't know I've been through hell and high water. I am here today, not by power, not by might. If it had not been for the Lord, if it had not been for the Lord that was on our side, tell me, where will I be? Where will I be? Say, neighbor, right quick, squeeze him. Say, neighbor, the God that kept you in 2016, he's the same yesterday, he's the same today, he's the same forever. He is able to preserve you in 2017. Prophesy over your life. 2017 is going to be a good year. It's going to be a great year. I see you rejoicing. I see you celebrating. Hey, hey, Amanama. Hey, Amana. Just sit down for a minute, because we came to pray. Because if you let us fool around too much, we're going to get too happy. Just looking back over our shoulder and looking back from where he brought us out of. Some of you here today, according to the counsel of hell, you shouldn't be sitting here today. You are sitting here by the mercy of God. Thank you, Lord. Are you ready to pray? Tell somebody, welcome to Operation Jabez. Tonight we are doing business in deep waters. How many of you were here? You were here yesterday. Where were the half of you? Where did you go? Oh Lord. Were you blessed yesterday by what you heard? Break your Bible, Psalm 107. Let's do a recap and then we're going to pray. Psalm 107, are you ready? In Psalm 107, can we honor the word of God? Can we stand in the house? Psalm 107, verse number 1. We're going to skip a few verses. It says, "Oh what? Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endure forever." Somebody say amen. Run to verse number 8. Verse number 8, it says, all that man will praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. Run to verse number 15. It says, all that man will praise the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men. Run to verse number 21. All that man will praise the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works. Verse 22 says, let them sacrifice the sacrifice of thanksgiving and declare his work. Somebody said, with rejoicing. In verse 23, he says, they that go down to the sea in the ship to do business in great waters. 24, these men, they see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. 25, for he commanded and raised the stormy wind, he lifted up the waves thereof. 26, they mount up to the heaven, they go down again to the deep. Their soul is melted because of trouble. In 27, they reel to and fro, they stagger like drunken men. Hey, and they are their wits' end. In 28, it says, they cry to the Lord in their trouble, and he bring them out from their distress. 29 says, he maketh the storm to calm, so that the waves are still thereof, and they are glad because they are quiet, and he bringeth them into their desired heaven. Look at 31. All that man will praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. Run to verse number 43. In 43, he says, whoso is wise and can observe this pattern, they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Somebody said, doing business in deep waters.
Doing business in deep waters.
Please be seated for a few. When the purpose of a thing is not known, abuse becomes inevitable. Am I talking here? There is no situation as worse when you have something so powerful and is sitting at your disposal, yet you have never utilized it. Am I talking here? No wonder they say knowledge is what? So David, so full of the Holy Ghost, begins to describe a deep mystery to us. And he begins to use the analogy of a sailor and using the people, you know, back in the day, when the sailors went out to the ocean, they went into the deep. You know, they came back with such awesome stories, you know. And I told you yesterday that even till today, the scientists, that despite all their advancement in technology, they have been able to discover more on the surface of the moon than they have the surface of the deep. Is somebody here? So there has always been a mystery about the deep. Are you with me? Somebody said mystery. Now that is a mystery that, using that illustration, David begins to speak to us, and he begins to convey a deep truth to us, and he says, this thing is like the deep, like doing business in deep sea. What is the mystery here? So much so, David, as we read in verse number 1, the Bible says, all that men will praise the Lord. Verse number 8, all that men will praise the Lord. In verse number 15, all that men will praise the Lord. In verse number 21, all that men will praise the Lord. In verse 31, all that men will praise the Lord. And then in verse 43, he says, if you can observe these things, observe what? Just be a continuous praise and worshiper. Am I talking here? Just continue to give God praise. Declare the beauty of the Lord. Just be ascribing greatness to God. Am I talking here? Listen to me. In the tabernacle that David built, David had 24-hour praise and worship. He ordained certain individuals that non-stop. Your job is just to offer praise. Am I talking here? Just declare his holiness. Tell him how wonderful he is. Tell him how good he is. Tell him how beautiful he is.
wonder. Talk about his creation. Adore him, magnify him. By him, therefore, let us offer a sacrifice of praise continually. That is the fruit of your mouth. Is somebody here? David observed something. Am I talking here? David observed that any time that people get to praise, get to worshiping, there was always a move of God. That any time believers, whether they are going through hell and high water, if they can offer up a sacrifice of praise, he that inhabits the praise of his people somehow gets in the scene. Is somebody with me?
Yes, sir.
We find this example when we go to 2 Chronicles 20 and 21. The Bible says that upon a certain day, there was an army, a fast army. They came up to fight Israel, to swallow them up. And the Bible says Israel was afraid. How are we going to deal with this fast army? And the Bible says they began to pray. And the word of the Lord came. What was the word? He said to Israel, you are not going to move a weapon. You don't need sword. You don't need axe. You don't need weapon. All you got to do, put the soldiers, put the army behind. I need praise and worshipers in front of this army. Don't give them weapons. Give them tambourine. Give them guitar. Give them instrument of song. All they gotta do, go in front of the wall. Lift up a sacrifice of praise. Lift up your hands. And the Bible says, it says, and when they are consulted with the people, they appointed singers unto the Lord that they should praise him in the beauty of holiness. And as they went before the army, they began to say, praise the Lord for his mercy endureth forever. Praise the Lord for his mercy endureth forever. 2017. Praise the Lord for his mercy endureth forever. 2017. Praise the Lord for his mercy
endureth forever.
And the Bible says that as they began to do this thing, in verse number 22, the Bible says that as they began to praise God in the beauty of holiness, that the Lord sent an ambush. Am I talking here? He said as they began to praise God, the Lord sent an ambush against the children of Ammon, and they began to kill themselves. Can I prophesy? Can I prophesy? Can I prophesy? The grace of God is upon me, and my eyes are open. I prophesy to your life. With this mouth I used to pray, as you enter 2017, God will set an ambush to your enemy. God will ambush your father's house. God will ambush your foundation. There shall be ambush in your village. God will ambush them by fire. Please sit down. Watch it now. And the Bible says that the Lord set an ambush, and all the whole army that came up against Israel, they began to kill themselves, and they died before Israel. And yet Israel never moved the weapon. What were they doing? All the while, praise the Lord for his mercy endureth forever. 2017, praise the Lord for his mercy endureth forever. Praise the Lord. Emanakataya. I say praise the Lord. I say praise. Are you here? David observed this. That any time that praise and worshippers get together, mountains begin to crumble. Is somebody here? He observed this again in Joshua 6 and verse 20. In Joshua 6 and verse 20, the Bible says, when Israel came out of Egypt on their way to Canaan, they encountered a strong city called Jericho. And the Bible says that Jericho was a fenced city. No army could penetrate. Am I talking here? No army could go in. It didn't matter how fortified you were. You couldn't break into Jericho. How can you penetrate into something that is impenetrable? And God said to Joshua, I don't need you to fight. Am I talking here? All I need to do is tell the people to keep their weapons at home. All I want them to do is to give me a sacrifice of praise. Do I have praisers in the house? I said, do I have praisers in the house? it to worry. I don't want it to fret. All I want it to do, give God a shout of praise. I said, 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 give God a shout. Do you know what is happening here? You were shouting. I just heard it. It said, as the walls of Jericho, the Bible says, when the people began to shout, the angels of God, they came. Can I tell you what the angels did? All of them came and they landed upon the fence and they began to jump like this. And the walls began to sink like a nail into the ground. I prophesy over your life. Every wall of Jericho, you up, no man can pull you down. God is on your side, power on your side, grace on your side, lifting on your side. Somebody holla, holla, da, 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 da. Are you getting this thing? Are you following this thing? So David understood that there is something. Am I talking here? There is something about praise. There is something about worship. Is somebody here? And David, having understood this thing, and the Bible says he gave us his revelation, and he began to wish, oh, that man, we quit complaining. Oh, that man, we quit talking about your problem and just go to praising. Oh, that man, we quit contemplating the issues before them and just go to worship and go to worshiping and go to praising him. And David began to wish in Psalm 107. Say, Pastor, what does this mean? No wonder when the Holy Ghost came in Acts chapter 2 and verse number 1, the Bible says that when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were in one place and with one accord. And the Bible says, all of a sudden, there came a sound from heaven like the sound of a mighty rushing wind and fell upon them. And they appeared, cloven tongues as of fire. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost. And they began to speak in tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. Somebody here.
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, since the creation of man, since the time Adam was created, no man has ever spoken in tongues. Am I talking here? When David was going to pray, he would say, praise the Lord for his mercy endure forever. I worship you in the beauty of holiness. Am I talking here? When Moses was going to pray, he would say, oh God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, how great thou art. Am I talking here? When Solomon wants to pray, he lifts up his hands. Oh, you are so wonderful. Your wisdom is above the heaven. Am I talking here? They had to praise God with the things that they knew about God. Am I talking here? Am I speaking to you? They had to give God praise by the things that they knew. But when the Holy Ghost came, hey, Amanaka, is somebody here? When the Holy Ghost came, the Bible says that fire fell upon them. Is somebody here? And Peter looked at James. He tried to say, James, what is happening to you? And then we are filled with joy. Peter wanted to glorify God. He opened his mouth. All he heard himself say was, Ere Manoka, Ere Bayana, Ezi Bayana, Ere Bako, am I talking here? This has never happened before. What is going on? Am I talking here? Moses prayed in English. These ones, for the first time since the time of creation, men were speaking what looked like gibberish. Any amazing.
how God hides great things in foolish things. Are you here? Are you here? God says in these last days, I want to use foolish things, the things that men despise. Am I talking here? To prove my wisdom in this last days. Some of you here, nobody knows you at your job. Am I talking here? Some of you here, they don't even know you in your family. But with what God is about to do in your life, they will find you on Google. Ayamana. They will look for you. They will hear your name. God is about to announce you. What no man has been able to do in your family, God is going to raise you up. You are going to be a trailblazer. 2017, I see you making waves. I see you enlightened. I see you blessed. I see you prosperous. I see you turned around. The thing that men despise, God said, this is my very candidate. And they began to speak in tongues. And the whole people in the land, they began to come. And they because they heard a sound. And they located the sound. Ah! And when they gathered there, they saw some men gathered in an upper room. Ah! And in verse number 11, the Bible says, when they were speaking in tongues, what does that tongue mean? What were they saying? In verse 11, the Bible says, he says, and the craters, because this was the day of Pentecost, because in the feast of Pentecost, all the Jews from the various nations, they begin to converge in Jerusalem to celebrate the feast of Pentecost. Are you here? So God waited till they gathered to release a miracle. Hear me and hear me well. You are going to understand something in 2017. When David said, thou anointed me in the presence of my enemy, God will cause them to gather just because he wants to lift you up. Am I talking here? When they gather, watch out. God has prepared a table before you. As you enter 2017, I see God elevating you. You are too quiet for me. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
No, this is a very serious service, so. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
I am Anakata. And the Bible says, and they gathered. And they said, what is happening? They heard some people. Regabonde kasobaka. Rio pakasia. Eyimanakatelesia. Mary was not counting rosary. Mary was staggering like a drunken man. Aragade. Yekedere. Heye kalaman. She was drunk in the holy. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey. This was what was happening in your upper room. Men were drunk. Is somebody here? In verse number 15, they began to argue. They said they are drunk and it's only early in the morning. In verse number 15, Peter said, what you mean they are drunk? They are not drunk as you suppose, but this is that was spoken by the prophet Joel, that in the last days, said God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Somebody here. But what were they saying? Am I talking to you? In verse number 11, the Bible says, the people of the Crete and Arabia, they said, we hear them. We hear them in our tongue. That men will praise the Lord. We hear them in speaking in tongues. But we are hearing them praising God. We are hearing them magnifying God. We are hearing them talk about the wonders of God. Am I talking here? These men, as they were speaking in tongues, the Holy Ghost began to give them utterance. Am I talking to you? And in the utterance, they were talking about the wonders of God. They began to worship him in the beauty of holiness. They began to ascribe greatness to God, just like the angels in Isaiah 60. The Bible says, when God came down into the temple, the angels began to shout, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is here.
What is glory?
Somebody here. And the people, they said, what is happening? And they heard them in tongues magnifying God. Can I talk to you? Until now, Jerusalem had become a prison for Christianity.
Am I talking here? If anybody rose up to be a prophet, they killed him. They had killed John the Baptist. Just a few weeks ago, they had killed Jesus. They had shut down Christianity in Jerusalem. Am I talking here? The apostles had to hide in the upper room. It seemed like Christianity was dead. Am I talking here? But when God wanted to break it open and bring them out of prison house, am I talking here? When God wanted to invade the scene, he didn't say, come together and raise the prayer points. No. He said, switch from the known language into the unknown language, because you don't know how to answer this in prayer. You don't know what prayer to raise concerning this problem. All you got to do is to trust the Holy Ghost to give you words in spirit. And as you begin to speak in tongues, the Bible says, as they spoke in tongues, in verse number 41, the Bible says, in that one day, 3,000 souls. 3,000 were added to the church in a place that was locked before. Open your hands. Let me give you a key. Amania Kaborosia. Ezizia de Erua. Eriama Kutelezi. What was closed to you in 2016? The doors that were shut in your life. The doors that were closed in your life. As you enter 2017, I bust them open. 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 Following this thing.
Yes, sir.
In one day, 3,000 were added to the church. Are you following me? By the time you get to Acts chapter 6 and verse 7, the Bible says Jerusalem became a Christian nation. Even the priests, they became obedient to the faith. Am I talking here? How? Because people were gathered. What were they saying? Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 12 and verse 11, Revelation 12, 11, the Bible says they overcame the devil by the blood of their lamb and by the declaration of the word of their testimony. Am I talking here?
Yes, sir.
What prayer am I talking here? Praying and raising prayer points could not do. Praising did it. Are you with me? In Judges 1 verse 1, the Bible says, after the death of Joshua, they were contemplating, how do we proceed? Who are going to fight the Canaanite? God said, send Judah. What is Judah? Judah is praise. You getting this thing? So, you now begin to see that any time people went to praising God, things were happening. If you read in 1 Corinthians chapter number 14, verse number 2. In 1 Corinthians 14, chapter verse number 2. And the Bible says, if I speak in an unknown tongue, he said, I don't understand what I'm saying. No man understands what I'm saying, but in the spirit I speak what?
Mysteries.
What did David say? David said, they that go down in the ship, am I talking here, and do business in deep waters, these ones, they see mysterious things. Are you following me? David observed this thing. He said, when I speak in an unknown tongue, I may not understand what I'm saying, but in the spirit, I am releasing mysteries. Am I talking here?
Yes, sir.
I am an ass. So then in verse number 14, the Bible says, he says, so then I will speak in understanding and I will pray in my spirit. He says, if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays. He says, if I pray in what? In an unknown tongue, speaking in tongues. Who's praying? My spirit. Okay. He said, but my understanding is what? Unfruitful. In verse number 15, he says, what it is then? I will pray with my spirit, and I will pray with my understanding. I will sing with my spirit, and I will sing in my understanding. Now put it in the NLT for me. NLT. Aha. NLT says, quickly now, go to verse number 16. In number 16, he says, look at now. It says, if you praise God only in the spirit, how can those who don't understand you praise God along with you? Wait a minute. Paul is saying, if I pray in an unknown tongues, my spirit is praying. In verse 16, it says, if I now praise God in an unknown tongues, how can they in the room follow God, follow me to praise God? Don't worry about the question, worry about what was told. So which means, I can praise God in an unknown tongues. Hello?
Are you following the fact now? Paul is saying, he's saying, I want the whole church to praise God together. But he's saying now that when we praise God in an unknown tongue, he said, our spirit is praising God. He said, but the problem is they in the room may not understand what you are saying. How can they join you to praise God? But listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. An important fact has been told us that when we lift up our hands to praise God and we start speaking in tongues, our spirit is praising God. Are you following this thing? Now look in verse number 17 now. No, go back to number 16. Now it says, how can they join you in doing what? Giving thanks. Number 2 points. It says, when I'm speaking in tongues, I am not just praising God, but I'm also doing what? Giving thanks. Are you following this thing? Are you following this thing? Because what they taught you in Sunday school is that when you start speaking in tongues, you are just banning devil. That's what you thought. But you don't know that speaking in tongues is more than that. Are you listening to me? Yes. Majority of what we do when we speak in tongues, we are just exalting God. We are magnifying Him in the beauty of holiness. Are you with me? It says, now in verse number 17, it says, even though they cannot understand what you are saying, but you are doing what? You are giving thanks what? Very nicely. Can you put it in King James? I like King James. King James says what? King James says, he says, but thou very well give what? Thanks. Are you with me? Thou very well. I told you yesterday, you know, there's a particular tribe in Nigeria. I love them so much. They are, if you want to talk about worship, they are the foremost worshippers in Nigeria, in the whole world, period. Am I talking here? And they invented what they call it Oriki. If you don't know it, don't worry about it. Am I talking here? You know, when you see a good Yoruba worshippers, man, when they go to praising God, they start calling God with names that you can't even write in English. The names are so, you can't describe it. It's so large, so ginormous. So, am I talking here? And I began to, you know, sometimes I say, I wish I was a Yoruba man and I could just praise God like this in the dialect. And I didn't know much. But when I received the Holy Ghost, am I talking here? I didn't wish I could do a Ricky because I knew a better way to give God sacrifice of praise. I don't have to be a Roman man. All I have to do is to have the Holy Ghost in me, and out of my belly begin to come words I never learned before. I lift up my hands. Rebarosha. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
But do you know the advantage that he that is worshiping God in tongues has over the he that is worshiping God in English? Can I tell you? When David praised God in English, he had to praise God about the past. Father, thank you for bringing us out of Egypt. We were in bondage for 400 years. You brought us out. Thank you. The day a prophet came to anoint king in my house, they didn't think I qualified. But you waited for me. You brought me out of the desert. And you made me king. Father, I thank you. What shall I render unto you for all your goodness and your mercy? I thank you for all you have done and the future you have for me. But David can only thank God for the things he does what? He knows. Are you with me? But the Holy Ghost, Ayamana, the Holy Ghost, the Bible says, understands the deep things of God. No wonder the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, in verse number 6, it says, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, but not the wisdom of this world, nor the prince of the world that are come to naught, but we speak the wisdom of God in the mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God has ordained from the foundation of the world unto our glory. Am I talking here? He said, this wisdom, none of the prince of the world knew it. For had they known this wisdom, they never would have crucified the Lord of glory. As it is written, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, it has not entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for the 2017. As you speak in tongues, you are going to be talking about the things that eyes have not seen, what ears have not heard, what has not entered your mind. Are you feeling
following this thing?
Yes, sir.
The advantage of the man speaking in tongues. The Bible says in verse number 9, it says, eyes have not seen. When you speak in tongues, you are talking about the things that ordinary eyes have not seen. You are speaking what ears have not heard. You are speaking what has not entered into the heart of men. But how can you know these things except it be revealed? Are you with me? No wonder verse 10 says, he said, these things have been revealed to us by the Spirit of God that is in us. Am I talking here? He said, these things have been revealed to us by the Holy Ghost in us. In verse 11, he says, what man knows the things of man except the Spirit of man that is in him? He said, even so, the things of God knoweth no man except the Spirit of God that is in him. Am I talking here? In verse number 12, he says, these things we speak them. He says, we have not received the Spirit of this world, but the Spirit of God, that we may declare those things that are freely given to us. I like verse number 13. He said, these things we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but in words which the Holy Ghost teaches. Are you following this thing? So the Holy Ghost begin to tell you about who God is through tongues. As you are speaking in tongues, we have never seen God. Who has seen God here? We've never seen God. Am I talking here? But then how do we praise him? In spirit and in truth. Am I talking here? How do we praise him in spirit and in truth when we have never seen him? But we thank God for the Holy Ghost. The Bible says we do not know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit helps us to solve that problem. For the Spirit searches the deep things of God. And as we begin to glorify God, I shut my eyes and I begin to behold the beauty of his majesty. I begin to ascribe glory to his name. Yes, I begin to describe him in tongues. Am I talking here? Yes, I describe his majesty in tongues. His greatness. So now you now understand what Paul meant in 1 Corinthians 14 verse number 18. In verse number 18 says, I thank my God. I speak in tongues more than everyone in this place. What was Paul saying? From verse 17, Paul was telling us that when you are speaking in tongues, you are giving God praise. You are giving him thanks. So in verse number 18, he says, I thank God in this whole church. Nobody is as grateful as I am. I am the best praise and worshiper in the house. Well, Paul, how do you know this? You don't know how much Paul talked in tongues. Paul had a revelation of this. That's why he said in Hebrews 12, and verse 15, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise continually, the fruit of our, can you stand to your feet and begin to offer him the sacrifice of praise, begin to offer him the sacrifice of worship, begin to honor him, lift up your hand, begin to declare his greatness, begin to worship him, begin to give him glory, begin to give him honor, begin to give him honor. Rabba belly be cabanda libia sada libia dabofia. Irabba boy, come on, lift your hands. Here, my core, here, my core, my core, Shemano, Ibaro, Igele, Hela, my core, my kira, Baro. I was singing the spirit. I was singing the spirit. I was singing the spirit. Begin to sing in the Holy Ghost. Sing to him a new song. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing him a new song. Sing him a new song. Sing a new song unto the Lord. Sing a new song unto the Lord. Sing him a new song. Come on, worship. Irregadariamandere sharabo. Irrebanandere. worship, worship, worship. Turn up your worship. Turn up your worship. Turn up your worship. Turn up your worship. Ibale, remano padere. Ibakore manere. Iremano remane. Imanega dalibaro. Ibarega de 2017. Irebado sanama. Ibarego. Ibarego. Ibarere. Iyadagale. Rebelege. Rebelege. Come on, turn it up. Turn it up. Turn it up. Payale. 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 Remano. Come on, sing in tongues. Sing in the Holy Ghost. Sing in the Holy Ghost. Sing in the. Come on. Everon the Shire. Beboros the Lamahand. Iba Kaladesh. Iba Kaladesh. Iba Kaladesh. Eremano. Sibare. 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 Iba Koremane. Ida Bare. Igare. Shamamo, Isabron de Keria, Erebacorede, Imatagade, Irekerabo, Irekerabo, Iremanano, Shanama, Bayano, 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 Imanendere, Imanendere, Iregere, Irele, Irege, Imarada. Come on, Wes. Come on, come on. Come on, go deeper, go deeper. Go deeper, go deeper. Go deeper. Go deeper, go deeper. Shemahandra Kesomaha. Veracondre Gage, the Paramiga. Shemakora Manina Aragage. Ziba Cobra Niga. Ela Macandra Gage, Pada. Mare Siamabo. Speak in tongues, speak in tongues, speak in tongues, speak in tongues. Siva Kakaradija la Monda, Baya Karadesha, Yopa Karadiga, Yana Mahanda, Baya Korrebo Kosali, Eleva Karadesha la Mangre, Baya Naniva Hase, Baya Naniva Hase, Baya Naniva Hase, Baya Naniva Hase,
The depths of your love.
scripture. Majesty at throne above. I stand in awe of you. Towards heaven, just tell him how much you love him, just how much you love him, just how much you appreciate him for 2016. Come on, just tell him
we worship you. Thank you, Jesus. We give you glory. For all you have done, for all you are yet to do, we give you glory. Yes, we worship you, Lord. Takalamansu play viasosi. Oh la 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 kalia. Krodia sintriniki son kalia tata. Alibandosi kabalia tofia. Lambrini kusandeli miyasofa ha. Akatuni makasua tenia tanua. Bento konti kontanti katonte kaseya. For all the past victory, we bless you, Lord. Yabunda subele shule keluta lala mabonshe. Ba la 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 kitondali biandese. E bala 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 bala. Kalabushe, kalabushe, kalabushe. We worship you.
What if I find favor in your sight? Lord, please hear my cry. Desperately waiting to be where you are, across the harvest desert, travel here afar for your glory.
do anything just to see you, to behold you as my king, for your glory, I would do anything just to see you. To behold you are, I wanna be where you are. I wanna be where you are. I wanna be where you are. Hallelujah. We have cleared the atmosphere. Now we are going to pray. Are you ready? Please, the prayers you are going to pray now, put in everything you have in you. Go to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter number 27. Are you ready? Are you ready? Genesis chapter number 27. Thank you, Holy Spirit. From verse number 27. Are you ready to pray? It says, and Isaac said to his son, come near and kiss me. In verse number 27, it says, and he came near and kissed him, and he smelled him. And the smell of his raiment. And he blessed him and said, see, the smell of my son is as the smell of the field that the Lord has blessed. Have you ever entered a new car before? A brand new car. You will enter in 2017. No, I didn't say they will give you lift. You! No, because up until now, your mindset has been, you know, let somebody use it first, and then I will take. Hey, you are better than that.
Amen.
You will use it and give it. Am I talking here? He said the smell. Somebody, just go. Smell yourself. Smell, hey, I am an alata. The smell of a field that the Lord God of Apostle Johnson Suleiman make my life. Give me the fragrance of the field that the Lord has blessed. Do you understand what that means?
Yes, sir.
If a man that is angry gets into a brand new car, the anger goes away. Something about the anger is gone. Blood pressure just become 120 over 80. Am I talking here? Fragrance. Fragrance is terrible. Hey, lift up your hand. Oh God of Apostle Johnson Suleiman, as I enter 2017,
make my life
a fragrance of a field that the Lord has blessed. Open your mouth and begin to speak in tongues. Rabadaba Shaya Moha, Ere Makondele Paradiska, Make Tonzelita, Eria, make my home, make my family, make my marriage, make my business, make my family, Ayabata, a fragrance of the field that the Lord has blessed. Open your mouth and speak in tongues. Seba kore yande kofre ida kala diza ele mohonde kala diska erema kula masavia. Make my career, make my marriage, make my destiny, make my life as a fragrance of a fear that the Lord has blessed. Bakale mohaya erema kola mande rebebe kaneka chuka leka chuka leka reka de yuka leka chuka leka reka de yuka leka chuka leka reka de yuka leka re.
Rabba Kalego Hosa, Eraba Kole Maha, Shiba Kola Mande, Eraba Kola Mahanza, Erebenika, 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 Yadagadagale, Yadagadagale, Rakadakatukala, you can let the Chukala, 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 you can let the Rakade,
Rabba Lava Lava, Canton Tantin, Canton
Samane, Samanaya, Eriama Nakataya, give my life a fragrance of the field that the Lord has blessed. Give my marriage a fragrance of the field that the Lord has blessed. Pakalebo, Elemakola, Elemakola, Yagadala, Ragadegala, Yagadagada, Yagadagala, Ragadagala, Ragadagala, you can look at your Chocolate Ragada, you can look at your Chocolate Ragada, you can look at your Chocolate Ragada, you can look at your Shamanande, Shamanande, Ayaka Kebo, Ella Coroma, Ella Coroma, Ella Gede, Regatagada, 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 Ibra Kachova, 2017, Ella Cabria, Erema Nogale, Eregadea, the fragrance of the Lord shall follow me, the fragrance of the field that the Lord has blessed. Bakalamane, Yata Barade, Iramana, Shegadebe. Fill my life with a fragrance. Bakalama, 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 Ilakoba, Yedevelede, Regadegerugele, Ilakabarana, Ereka Paladia. Make my education, make my career, make my business, make the works of my hand, make my marriage, make my home at the fragrance of the field that the Lord has blessed. Open your mouth.
Suatalia Cabandia, Ebalaba Cabalinibia Tolia, Banco Donzica Plania, Banco Zontica
Shabacale Honde, Zibro Gade, Ele Cobalia, Zeba Cola Matele, Ele Borona, Ele Borona, Yedegalega, Yedegalega, Iramada Sande Lohande, Le Coparina, Le Coparina, Jagadegare, Irabacate, Rabacate, Illa Cobare, Illa. Turn my life into a fragrance of the field that the Lord has blessed. Shadabane,
In
the name of Jesus.
Amen. Do you know what provoked this blessing in 28? When Isaac just took a whiff of his son, it welled such. The anointing was scared. Are you listening to me? The words that Isaac spoke, they were not words he thought about. They just came having been scared. What provoked its perfume? Are you listening to me? What am I talking about here? The Bible says, and Isaac began to pour out blessings in verse 28. In verse 28, he said, therefore, because of this smell, you are accepted. Are you with me? He said, therefore, may God give you of the dew of heaven. Listen to me. There is a way someone who is wearing a nice cologne will walk past you. It doesn't matter what you are doing. You just lift up your head. Follow them, they exit, and you return back. What was that I just caught a whiff of? Am I talking here? The same way somebody can be carrying an odor of rejection, as they sit next to you, all of a sudden you have to exit to the bathroom. Am I talking here? Yes. When you sit in the car, remember one time I was traveling from New Jersey to God. I was traveling from New Jersey to Texas. And for some reason we didn't think to fly. You know, we're just a bunch of guys just excited. We're going for a program. And five of us took a car. We drove from New Jersey. When we left, we were speaking in tongues. Rabako, salam. We had tapes. Man, it was a fun road trip. By the time we passed Maryland, we passed Virginia, we passed Georgia, all our deodorant had faded. Am I talking here? The last place you want to be in the car is in a car with five grown men whose deodorant has faded. All kinds of things coming out from their armpits. Uzziah coming out from the armpits. Am I talking here? It's like Ekpa and Guguru miss it mentalator. All because we're trying to be cheap. We don't want to fly. Ekpa and Guguru miss it mentalator. If you didn't attend the kind of school I attended, I can't explain it to you. During lunchtime, all kinds of smell fills the air. Somebody open fufu. They don't open beans from 3 days ago. Everything is just in the air. With no fan. No AC. It's like thick. As soon as you walk in, it's like you hit a wall. Boom. Let us pray. Let's be serious. Rejoice in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Hey, Amana. He says, may God give you the dew of heaven. Amen. What provoked it? The perfume he was carrying. Father, as I enter 2017, give me uncommon favor. Uncommon favor.
Amen.
In my going out. Listen to me. You are going to prophesy it into your future. Lift up your right hand of fire. Say, oh God of Apostle Johnson Suleiman, as I enter 2017, give me uncommon favor. Uncommon favor. Uncommon favor. Open your mouth and fire prayer. Uncommon favor. Uncommon favor in marriage, in life, in ministry. Uncommon favor. Back a level. In my going out, in my coming in. Uncommon favor in life, in destiny, in Bakaleva, Regede Barana Bosha, Erabaka Litovani, Erebeke Tarisa, Eliko Paradiga, 2017, I prophesy uncommon favor in my life. I prophesy uncommon favor in January. I prophesy uncommon favor in February. I prophesy uncommon favor in March, in April, in June, in July, August, September, October, November, December. Uncommon favor.
Uncommon favor. Rapakatuza kapate kapatia. Rakapanti kazuandantia. Rapante kapita.
Shabade korandi gasaya. Ele kobra pita. Lebraga telebonde sia. What I could not get by labor, I will get it by favor. What I could not get all my life in 2016, since the time I was born until now, 2017, uncommon favor. We get it not by labor but by favor. Favor of God. Favor of God. Look at me. 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 Look at me.
Look at me. Akuta supa tazika pateya tazia. Rapaka.
I yell of favor. Look at me. I yell of favor. Ala paresia. Ecobaria. Rebele badama chandele. Esoba kaladista. Reboconda.
Rapadia, oil of favor.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Please watch this. This prayer is called the Abrahamic blessing. Are you with me? The what? Abrahamic blessing. Now the Bible says, it says, may God give you of the dew of heaven. Do you know what the dew of heaven is? It's like yeast. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Remember when God cursed Nebuchadnezzar and said, Nebuchadnezzar, you are dripping from among men. You are going to go to the bush for 7 years. And the Bible says, and the dew of heaven fell on him. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
All of a sudden, everything began to shoot out from his body. Are you here? The Bible says, and his toenails, everything. The dew of heaven, it was so much, it saturated him. You don't need too much, just a little bit. That's why I said, give me off the dew of heaven. The Bible says the dew of heaven fell upon Nebuchadnezzar. Lift up your hand. Listen to me. Baya kata. When you are baking bread, you don't need to pour the whole can of yeast. Just a little portion. It will increase your dough.
Hey,
Yama, get ready for increase.
Jesus.
I said, get ready for increase.
Amen.
Get ready for increase.
Amen.
I said, get ready for increase.
Amen.
I prophesy increase to your life. Get ready for a strange lifting. Get ready for multiplication. Get ready for multiplication. Get ready for multiplication. The dew of heaven.
Yes, sir.
Lift up your hand. Say, oh God of Apostle Johnson Suleiman.
Oh God of Apostle Johnson
Suleiman.
In 2017.
According to your word.
According to your word.
In Genesis 27, 28.
Give me of the dew of heaven.
Give me of the dew of heaven. Let it fall on my head. Open your mouth and fire prayer.
Upon my head.
Let the dew of heaven. Give me of the dew of heaven. Let it fall upon the works of my heart, upon my marriage, upon my career, upon my education, upon my business, upon my job, upon my ministry, upon the works of my hand. Yadaka lekolahira, rehonde, 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 rehonde. Dew of heaven, fall upon OFM, fall upon this ministry, fall upon this church, fall upon this church, the dew of heaven, the dew of heaven.
Fall upon my head.
Dew of heaven. Ramotalia. Erebakola. Erebakola. Yadabane Kaloma. Yadabe Koloma. Erebashaya. Ramota. Ramonale. Ramonale. Yadabakalia. Jatekoba. Inakobare. Inakobare. The Jew.
Yeah, done in the
Shana makore mosi ele kobra gira rebokondre biska pala bokesina barohonde barekora ila brogode shana mahanda fabrogotele sibra gata rebokondre biska parakira yogodondre geska parakira solo brahanda. Give me the fatness of this land.
The fatness of this land.
The fatness of Houston. The fatness of Texas. The fatness of this land. Let America open to me. Let Texas open to me. Let Houston open to me. Let this land open to me. Give me the wealth of this land. Give me the riches of this land. Give me the prosperity of this land. The riches of this land. The increase of this land. The wealth of this land. Give me the money in this land. Pakarebo honde saya. Ramon de Sharabiga. Erabakoraba. Shagadabelede. Shagadabelega. Irabakora mande shada. Erabakora mande. Venekaruma. 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 Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. The wealth of this land. The riches of this land. Pour it to me. Give it to me. I receive it. I lay hold.
The fatness of this land, the fatness of this city, the fatness of this state, the fatness in America, give it unto me, the wealth of this city, the wealth of
in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May the Lord give you plenty of corn and wine.
Amen.
The God of my father,
yes, sir,
whose I am and whom I belong, may he give you plenty of wine and corn in 2017. There shall be plenty of wine in your pan. There shall be plenty of wine in your house. There shall be wine and corn in your house. Lift up your hand. Say, oh God of my father.
Oh God of my father.
Give me plenty of wine and corn in 2017.
Give me plenty of wine and corn in 2017.
Are you listening to me? Wine, this is what they call Abrahamic blessing. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
In the book of Joel, God said, I will call for the corn. You know what corn is? Wealth. Are you hearing me? Wealth. Are you with me? And they said there shall be wine. Wine speaks of joy. How am I talking here? Joy and merriment. Whenever you see wine, there is joy. Hey, 2017. Your house shall be full of wine.
Amen.
There shall be wine in your marriage.
Amen.
There shall be wine in your marriage.
Amen.
There shall be wine in your marriage. There shall be wine in your marriage. Then we gather to celebrate you. Then we gather to celebrate you. Then we gather to celebrate you. In the wedding in Canaan, Jesus had to work a special miracle.
Yes, sir.
Even though it was not his time.
Uh-huh.
Because there was no wine.
Yes, sir.
Wine is coming for you.
Amen.
There shall be wine in your house.
Jesus,
there shall be wine in your family.
Amen.
There shall be wine in your health.
Amen.
There shall be wine in your business.
Amen.
Receive wine.
Receive it.
Lift up your hand.
Mayando.
Say, oh God of Apostle Suleiman.
Oh God of Apostle Suleiman.
In 2017.
In 2017.
Let there be wine.
Let there be wine.
Let there be corn.
Let there be corn.
Give me plenty corn.
Give me plenty corn.
Give me wine.
Give me wine.
Open your mouth and fire
give
prayer.
Wine.
There shall be wine and corn
give
in my house.
Corn.
My house shall be full of corn and wine. Corn and wine. Corn and wine. I prophesy corn and wine into my life. In 2017, corn and wine. Shanamadere. Shaba Kalete, Irabonde, Erecovaria, Erecovaria, Shagabalagade, Ragadagalash, Irama Locasia, Erabonde, Erabonde, Shagadagala, Ragadagala, Ragadagala, Shagalagada, Yelagadagala, Ragadagala, Ragadagada, Ragadagala, Wine and corn, wine and corn in my house, wine and corn in my marriage, wine and corn in my marriage, wine and corn in my business, wine and corn in my career, wine and corn in my career, wine and corn in my education, wine and corn.
Wine and corn, wine and corn.
Shemaya. Sibaha. Erobahande. More wine. More corn than I can ever handle. Pakalebra. Wine like never before. Corn like never before. Holy Ghost. Release wine, release corn into 2017. There shall be wine in my house. There shall be corn in my house.
There shall be wine in my house. There shall be corn in my house. Marantu sabradia sabra. Plenty of corn, plenty of wine. Matia sontia kapaliata. In my house, plenty of wine. In my house, plenty of corn. Maku salanti apalia katania. Ababali katani de debia. Ayante de debayantos. Ayante de debayantos. Ikalalalabatia. Ikalalalabatia. Ekalalalabatia, plenty of wine, plenty of corn, in abundance, in my home, in my finances. In my health, in my education, Makusanta Libya, Ibanda Kazua, Irambatia, Irekepandua, Ibanda Suate Yande, Yekonemekantaya, Etatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatat kozia, rapandia kozia, nakuliante nimia, ayanta ta 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 ta, rapandia kataliata, irapandia kotondi nimia, rapandia, rapandia, rapandalia, ikona na namani.
There shall be wine in my house. Men, we gather to celebrate. There shall be celebration in my house. There shall be celebration in your house. There shall be celebration in your house. There shall be celebration. Celebration in January. Celebration in December. All the way. There shall be celebration. Every month of the month. Every month of the year. There we gather. There we celebrate. Testimony. Upon testimony. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Look at verse number 29. In verse 29, it says, let people serve you. Let people serve you. Amen. You know what that means? Ladies and gentlemen, God was going to send men to the life of Jacob to help him fulfill destiny. As you enter 2017, God will send strategic people to your life. You are not with me, oh. Joseph, despite the anointing that he had upon his life, he could have died in prison had God not sent him, am I talking here, a butler that will connect him to Pharaoh. Many of you are looking for the Pharaoh. God says, sometimes I may use a butler, a common man, to connect you to your helper. God is sending strategic men to your life.
Amen.
Strategic men to your business. You with me? Sometimes you need someone that will help you interpret your dream.
Yes, sir.
Even Pharaoh, as great as he was, he needed a Joseph. Pharaoh has a dream. Joseph has interpretation. God says connection. Hey, connection is coming to you.
Amen.
Connection that will change your finances.
Amen.
Connection that will change your business.
Amen.
Connections that will settle you. Connection that will increase you. Connection that will prosper you. Receive it. 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 Receive it.
Receive it.
Lift up your hand. Say,
Oh God,
of my Father,
as
I enter 2017, let men set me. Release helpers to my life. Release strategic men to my life that will service my destiny, that will help my destiny, that will help my cause, that will help my life. Open your mouth and fire prayer.
Release men to my life.
Release men to my life. Release contact to my life. Give me influence. Give me divine connections. Divine connections in business, in career, in advancement. Send men to my life. Give me contacts. Give me contacts. Give me influence. Give me men in government. Men in industry, men in business, Bacaliso Pratia, Eroba Calicia, Erebe Congredisca, red help us to my life, red help us to my ministry, red help us to my life, red help us to this ministry, red men to this ministry, Redebosha, Redebosha, Inama Colaba, Shagadalegale, Shagadalegale,
raise
help us to my life. Men that will service my destiny. Men that will service my life. Men that will help my destiny. Strategic help us. Influence. Connections.
Contacts.
In this land. In Houston.
In Texas.
In America. Give me influence. Remanuasha. Sibakora Mandesha. Rehonde Kiba Holefe. Jima Karandia Sabika.
Frindi Vande Vika Zuta Beka Fia. Antikabusa Pratia Zanua. Ila la 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 lia toni nimi kampa. Ibanua tania tania to. Ikan pratesia kaplane. Ina ya fila nishe lika lusala. Itanua
Samanano congregation Karakino, Esopa Karakendo Shiva, El Singra Kadosha, Rehandakila, El Zibuka, Emande Kiva Londa, Vale Cobra Kila Sava, El Amonde La Tesco Parasuva, El Amonde Reva Karadishka, Yoderendika, Esubaba, Eruba Desha, Paklenina, 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 Pakadira, Eshabakova Gida, Erebokora Manisha, Rebokora. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Are you ready for more?
Yes, sir.
It says, nations will bow to you. Are you with me? You know what nations are? You know, when you know, because we misconstrue with our modern term. Remember when a woman was pregnant in the Bible says, it says, two nations are what? In your womb. Each one of you are nations. Are you with me? See, I'm a nation. You will lend to nations. Do you understand it now? Because anytime the prophet comes, you are thinking maybe Nigeria will come and lend money from you. So it's very hard for you to comprehend. Maybe Ghana will come and lend money from you. No, listen to me. He says you will lend to nations. Every one person on it, they are nations in the eyes of God. Listen to me. God says nations will bow to you. What does that mean? God says, I am giving you honor and dignity.
Amen.
Let lift up your hands. Say, Father, decorate me.
Father, decorate me.
With honor.
With honor.
And dignity.
And dignity.
In 2017.
In 2017.
Give me honor.
Give me honor.
And dignity.
And dignity.
Open your mouth and fire prayer. Lord, let me have honor. In marriage. Let me have honor.
In business.
Let me have honor.
In my career.
In finances. Parere shaiboha. Parebondesha. Honor and dignity. Honor and dignity. Honor and dignity. Shabare.
Honor and dignity.
Somaneria kobahane. Sevokore de Gesha. Hello Bokarina. Azima Kora Madishka. Hello Koparivia. Azima Kora Deshka Parade.
Ambantan Kontinkan Tenken Kontinkan.
Siva Kora Manisha Paradiga. Hello Bonde Gande Shala Kora Diga. Rebondonja Libra Gata. Rebondonisa. Bayana Kora Badesha. Ina Dabra Kalete. Oh God of my father,
bless me
in 2017.
2017. Bless me and keep me. Open your mouth and fire prayer.
Bless me and keep me in 2017.
Lord, in 2017, bless me and keep me.
Bless me
and keep me. Bless my children and keep them. Bless my wife and keep her. Bless my husband and keep him. Bless my children and keep them. Bless my family and keep them. Bless all of them. Bless the members and keep them. Bless every family. Bless every father. Bless every mother. Bless every boy. Every child.
Bless us, Lord. Ikonda sipratia sondi ateniata. Etini masufa.
Bless us and keep us, Lord.
Bless us and keep us, Lord.
Bless us and keep us.
Bless us, keep us,
every
Lord.
Day of the year.
Every day of the
every
year.
Week of the year.
Every week of the
every
year.
Month of the
every
year.
Month of the year.
We shall be blessed.
We shall be blessed.
We shall be cursed.
We shall be cursed.
In our going
in
out,
our going
we are blessed.
We are blessed.
In our coming
in,
we are blessed.
We are blessed.
When we rise
when
up,
we are blessed.
When we sit down,
we are blessed.
When we lay down,
we are blessed.
Blessed is anyone that blesses us. Oh God.
Oh God. Yati aswa. Adi kepe pepe lebe posia. Meshedi aso. Zini amfiti anteke. Raka paka paka paka.
Lord, bless the works of my hand.
Bless my marriage.
Bless my business.
Bless my career.
Bless my education. Come on and pray now. Oh God, bless me.
Bless
my studies.
Bless
my relationship.
Bless my relationship.
Bless my relationship.
Bless my relationship.
Bless my marriage.
Bless my marriage.
Bless us with increase. Bless my marriage with a baby. Bless my marriage with children. Bless my marriage.
Bless my finances.
Bless my family.
Bless my family. Bless my marriage. Bless my finances. In 2017.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The next verse, verse 25. He said, may he cause his face to shine on you and be gracious.
Amen.
Hey, Anamasha, 2017. God will smile at you.
Amen.
Heaven will smile at
amen.
You.
Amen.
I say heaven will smile at
oh,
your marriage.
Amen.
I say God smiling at your marriage.
Amen.
God will smile at your health.
Amen.
God will smile at your finances.
Amen.
God will smile at your career.
Amen.
He will smile at your business.
Amen.
Cause his face to shine upon
amen.
You.
Amen.
You know what that means? It says for God to cause his face to shine upon you. Lift up your hand towards heaven. Please, don't be, this is Operation Jabez. In Omega we pray. We pray.
Yes, sir.
We pray. I am Anata. Prayer, no, we pray here. Yeah. We pray.
Yes, sir.
Am I talking here? Lift up your hand. God of my father.
God of my father.
In 2017.
In 2017.
In 2017.
In 2017.
Let your face shine on
let
me.
Let your face shine on me.
Let your face shine on me.
Let your face shine on
and
me.
And be gracious
and
to
be
me.
Gracious to me.
Let your face shine in my marriage.
Let your face shine
and
my marriage.
Be gracious to my
and
marriage.
Be gracious to my
let
marriage.
Your face shine in my business.
Let your face shine
and
my business.
Be gracious to
and
my
be
business.
Gracious to my business.
Let your face shine to
let
my
your
finances.
Face shine my finances.
And be gracious, to,
be
my
gracious
finances.
To my finances.
Let your face shine
your
in
face
the works of my heart.
Of my
open
hand.
Your mouth and pray.
Rehoma,
Elia dosha, rebocosa pacre disca pala soba cala, enebodisha la braga de, inededesha na mangre diga, isavita legobala, inededoshi capara, Borisalina, eiana mambro capacra desha, inadiba soba bade, de delicia na carabu, de cibra catre guina cobra ca, eliva soba cali.
In Jesus' name.
Ready for one more?
Yes, sir.
Next verse says, may he lift up his this is the Aaronic blessing. Aaron was a priest. The priest blessing to the people. May he lift up his countenance over you and give you peace. May he lift up his countenance over you. The works of your hand, your marriage, your business, your education, your career. May he lift up his countenance over you and give you peace. You know what that means? God says, I want to settle you. I want to focus on you to settle you. God, we settled you in 2017. I see you settled on every side. God is giving you peace maritally. God is giving you peace financially. God is giving you peace in your education. God is giving you peace in your career. Peace in your business. Peace in your destiny. Peace in your finances. Receive it. Lift up your hand, say, Oh God, my Father.
In 2017.
Lift up your countenance over me.
Lift up your countenance,
lift up your countenance over my destiny.
Lift up your countenance,
lift up your countenance over me.
Lift up your give, countenance
me
over
give me peace. Give me peace. Open your mouth and fire
give
prayer.
Me.
This
give
is the last
me.
Prayer now.
Oh God,
open your mouth and give me your very best. Give it your best. Back a lebro kotola. Rebakom de lesha. Rebakom barida. Peace on every side. Set on me. Set on my destiny. Set on my business. Set on my career. Set on my marriage. Set on my education. Set on the works of my hand. Lift up your countenance over me. Give me peace. In my life, in my ministry, in my marriage. Shamanah.
da diga balo pu iva kozi alendo siva bala de se da shude elikabo.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Stand to your feet and stretch your hand towards me. On this very last day of 2016, I stand under the grace of my Father. I stretch my hands over you. I pray over you. I prophesy that as you enter 2017, God will settle you.
Amen.
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 I see help coming from above.
Amen.
God will lift you up.
Amen.
He will turn your life around.
Amen.
He will wipe your tears. Remove sorrow from your life. Remove tears from your life. Remove pain from your life. I see addition in your life. I see addition in your family. I see addition in your marriage. You shall increase. There shall be multiplication. There shall be multiplication. I see men coming for you. They will favor you. They will favor you. They will favor you. I see you celebrating. There shall be wine in your house. There shall be wine in your marriage. Plenty of wine in your destiny. The Lord bless you. The Lord favor you. The Lord bless you. The Lord favor you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lift up both hands and just celebrate him.
Voila. Thank you, Jesus.
Celebrate him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Celebrate him.
Thank
celebrate
you,
him.
Jesus.
Thank celebrate
you,
him.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I am an as we prepare to give God an offering, the Lord said to sing the song, Abraham's blessings are mine. While you are contemplating how to give God a gracious offering, we are going to sing and dance. Abraham's blessings are mine. Oh, Abraham's blessings are mine. Oh, I am blessing the morning. I'm blessing the evening. Abraham's blessings are mine. I know it. Abraham, you got to sing now. Oh, Abraham's. Yeah. Oh, I'm blessing the morning. I'm blessed. Prophesy to yourself. And blessings are mine. Oh, hallelujah. Abraham. Yeah, Abraham, yeah, oh, I'm blessed, oh, I'm blessed, yeah, Abraham, blessing. Put your hands on your head, say, Abraham, blessings are mine, Abraham, blessings are mine, yeah, I'm blessing the money, I'm blessing the rest, Abraham, blessing, oh, my hands are blessed. Oh, with the blessings of God. Oh, my hands are blessed. Oh, with the blessings of God. Find someone. Anything I touch. Oh, anything I touch. Yeah, my hands are blessed. Oh, with the blessings of God. Hey, my hands are blessed. Oh, with the blessings of God.
Jumping.
talking to. Hey, I'm gonna see. There is something inside of me. I am stirred in my spirit. I know 2017 is going to be a great year.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Look at your hands. Talk to your hand. Say, this hand. What you've never carried, talk to your hand. What you have never carried before. The kind of money you never counted before, you will count it. The kind of hand you never shook before, the kind of dignitary you never met before, they will shake your hand. This my hand, men will congratulate it. This my hand is a good hand. My hand is a good hand. My hand is a good hand. Look at me. Talk to your leg. Look at your leg. Point to it. You say, this is my leg. You are a good leg. My leg. You are a good leg. You will carry me places. You will carry me to great places. Where no one has been in my family, you will carry me there. Where no one ever stood, you will carry me there. You will carry me to great places, great offices, great places. Amana, put your hand on your head. Say, my head is a good head. Say, my head, oh, you are a good head. My head, oh, you are a good head. You will fulfill prophecy. They will favor you. They will favor you. My head is a good head. My head. Is a good heart. Thank you, Father. Lift up an offering to God.